由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
From time to time, people would say to me that there are some words that Jesus said that are very hard to understand.
经常有人同我讲话，耶稣讲的说话当中有些说话是非常难去明白的。
And that is why today I want to deal with one of those hard words.
所以今日的天路导向当中，我想同大家去讲一段难明白的说话。
One of these statements that seems to puzzle a lot of people is in Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 to 36.
比方话，例如马太福音的第十章第34到36节的这一段经文，就会让很多人大惑不解。
So let's read that passage together.
就让我们一起去读马太福音第十章第34到36节。你们不要以为我来到是要叫地上太平，我来到并不是要叫地上太平，乃是要叫地上去动刀兵。因为我来到是要叫人和父亲生疏，女儿和母亲生疏，媳妇和婆婆生疏，人的仇敌就是自己家里面的人。
To understand these verses, we also need to understand the verse that precedes them.
为了明白这一段经文的意思，我们必须去先追溯去这一段经文的前一段。
Listen to Matthew 10:32.
请听马太福音第十章第32节。
Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven.
凡在人面前去认我的，我在我天上的父面前亦必定认他。
But whosoever disowns me before man, I will disown him before my Father in heaven.
但是凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上面的父面前亦都不会认他。
What does it mean to acknowledge Jesus before men?
耶稣所讲的话，在人面前认我，究竟是什么意思呢？
It is not just saying that I am a follower of Jesus.
并不是单单说我是跟随耶稣的就搞定。
It means far more than that.
它的意思远远超出这个范围。
It is more than just recognizing some truth about Jesus and agreeing with it.
它不单只是承认同埋同意某一啲同耶稣有关嘅真理。
Acknowledging Jesus publicly means that I am not embarrassed to confess that Christ is my Lord and Savior.
公开承认耶稣嘅意思就系，我唔以认基督为我嘅主同埋救赎主为羞耻。
Even at the risk of ridicule，
即使俾其他人去嘲笑。
Even at the risk of financial loss，
即使遭受金钱上面的损失。
Even at the risk of physical injury，
甚至遭受身体上面的伤害，亦都在所不辞。
But does that mean that if a believer lapses in faithfulness and becomes ashamed of Christ at some point, it's the unforgivable sin？
但是这样东西是不是表明当一个基督徒因着一时的胆怯而信心软弱的时候，他不敢承认主的名字，就是犯下了一些不可饶恕的罪过呢？
No，
不是的，不是这样想
的。 Peter denied Christ 3 times，
彼得三次否认过主。
But when he repented, he was forgiven and restored。
但是当彼得悔改之后，他就得蒙饶恕，重新被建立。
Timothy, who was a leader in the church, became afraid about openly and boldly proclaiming the gospel.
提摩太作为教会的领袖，曾经因为害怕而不敢公开地放胆地这样去传讲福音。
And so Paul wrote to him the following words in 2 Timothy 1:8.
因此保罗在提摩太后书一章八节写信给他，同他这样讲。
So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord.
你不要以为我们的主作见证为自己的羞耻。
But there is a world of difference between lapsing and continually being embarrassed about your faith.
但是一时的软弱跌倒和向来都以承认主名为耻，这两样东西是有根本的区别的。
God always forgives lapsing people.
神经常都是会有宽恕，对那些软弱跌倒的人是宽恕他们。
God is always ready to restore lapsers.
神经常都是乐意去重新建立那些因信心软弱而跌倒的人。
And that is why Jesus warns us that he did not come to bring peace on earth.
所以耶稣提醒我们说，他来到不是要叫世界太平。
What does he mean by that?
这样东西是什么意思呢？
Simply put, not everyone will accept Christ.
简单来讲，就是说不是每一个人都会愿意信服基督。
And that will create a problem for believers in Christ.
而这样东西也都会使到很多基督徒感受到困惑。
Some may say, but did not the angel say at Jesus' birth, peace on earth and goodwill toward men?
有人可能会这样讲，说在耶稣降生的时候，天使不是高唱着说在地上的平安归于主所喜悦的人吗？
Did not Isaiah prophesy about Jesus and called him the Prince of Peace?
以赛亚不是都曾经预言过说耶稣就是那位和平之君吗？
Did not Jesus say to his disciples in John 14:27, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you?
耶稣在约翰福音第14章27节不是曾经对他的门徒应许过话，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们吗？
I do not give to you as the world gives.
我所赐的不似世人所赐的。
Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
你们的心里面不要忧愁，也都不要胆怯，这件事就是约翰福音14章27节那里讲的。
Did not Jesus himself say, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace?
耶稣不是亲口讲过话，我将这些事话给你知，是要叫你们在我里面有平安吗？
Don't we witness to family members, neighbors, and friends about peace that God gives?
我们不是要对我们的家人、邻舍和朋友去证明神的平安已经临到去我们身上吗？
Don't we tell them that when they come to Christ, he gives them peace that passes all comprehension?
我们不是要告诉他们听，当他们亦都愿意跟随耶稣基督的时候，神就会将那些出人意外的平安赐给他们吗？
Don't millions of Christians testify that the gospel of Jesus Christ brought them inner peace that cannot even be explained?
成千上万的基督徒不是正是用着事实去证明耶稣基督的福音是为他们带来内心那种难以言喻的平安吗？
So what's happening here?
究竟发生着什么事呢？
What did Jesus mean by saying, I did not come to bring you peace but a sword?
究竟耶稣说的事，我来并不是要叫地上太平，乃是要叫地上动刀兵，是什么意思呢？
Some people may misunderstand these words of Jesus.
有些人可能会误解耶稣的意思。
Some people may say, if that is the case, I don't want to be a Christian.
有些人也都可能会说，如果真是这样的话，我宁愿不做基督徒。
The world is full of swords, and I'm looking for peace in my life.
这个世界已经够多战争了，我一直都在寻找和平。
The world is full of anger and hatred, but I want to live in peace.
这个世界太多的愤怒仇恨了，我只是想寻求一个宁静的港湾。
So many people are weary of the stresses and the demands of life and are searching for peace.
很多人都已经厌倦了生活带来的压力和挑战，一心寻找世外桃源。
Just about everyone is seeking for that inner peace.
就好像很多人正在寻找内心的平安一样。
So once again, what does Jesus mean when he said, I did not come to bring peace but a sword?
因此我再问一次耶稣所说的，我来到并不是为要叫地上太平，乃是要叫地上动刀兵，究竟是什么意思呢？
Oh, my listening friend, if you look at these words of Jesus on the surface,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，如果你只是注意到这句说话的表面意思的话，
you have to conclude that this is the worst advertising of all times.
你的结论一定会说，耶稣这一句话必定是有史以来最差的宣传广告了。
If you look at these words of Jesus on a superficial level,
如果你只是很表面、很肤浅地去了解耶稣这一句说话的话，
You have to conclude that Jesus was not trying to get people to follow him.
你就会觉得耶稣可能根本不打算要人跟随他做他的门徒的。
But the truth, my listening friend, is this.
但是各位亲爱的听众朋友，事实是这样的。
These words of Jesus have nothing to do with inner peace.
耶稣在这个地方所讲的说话并不涉及内心的平安。
These words of Jesus have nothing to do with the peace and the joy that only Jesus can give you.
耶稣所讲的这些说话和单单耶稣能够赐给你的平安和喜乐是毫无关系的。
So what do they mean?
这样究竟这些说话是什么意思呢？
First, you have to understand that Jesus was not speaking about the inner peace that only he can give.
首先你要知道耶稣在这个地方并不是讲一些只有他才能够赐予给人的内心平安。
Jesus was speaking to the disciples who had come to know inner peace because they had met and followed Jesus.
耶稣在这个地方是跟那些已经跟着他做门徒，并且因为信他已经有了内心平安的那些人说的。
And therefore, they understood that he was not speaking of the inner peace that only he could give.
因此，那些人很大机会都明白耶稣所说的并不是指住那个唯有耶稣自己才能够赐下的内心平安。
And so what is Jesus speaking about?
这样究竟耶稣讲的东西是什么呢？
Jesus was preparing them to understand that the very gospel of peace that brought peace between the holy God and a sinful people,
耶稣其实是要他们明白这个在圣洁的神和有罪的人之间缔造和平的福音。
The very gospel of peace that brought them inner assurance of forgiveness and joy.
这一种福音能够为他们带来得救的确据、赦罪的喜乐和平安。
The very gospel of peace that made peace between two former enemies and made them brothers and sisters.
这个和平的福音才能够让人化干戈为玉帛，成为主里面亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
That very gospel of peace will be rejected by others.
但是这个平安的福音会被某一些人去拒绝的。
And those who reject the gospel of peace will also reject those who believe that gospel.
而那些不接受平安的福音的人，亦都会排斥相信这个福音的人。
And the rejection of the gospel of peace by some will bring conflict between them and those who have accepted it.
所以，在拒绝和接受福音的人中间，就产生了矛盾和冲突了。
Even and especially between family members.
就算在自己屋企里面都是不例外的。
How does this work?
究竟冲突表现是在哪一些方面呢？
Those who reject Jesus will reject those who have accepted Jesus.
就是那些拒绝耶稣的人要抵挡那些顺从耶稣的人。
And that in itself will cause disturbance.
而这件事本身就是会引起争端和分歧的。
Those who reject the claims of Jesus that he is the only way to heaven,
那些拒绝耶稣是唯一道路的人
will view those who accept his truth as arrogant.
他们就会觉得接受耶稣基督的真理的人太过骄傲和自大。
And that will disturb the peace with them.
亦都从而会引起不和睦的境况。
Those who are too prideful to acknowledge that only Jesus can save them.
那些自以为没有耶稣照样可以得救的人。
They will reject those who do accept Christ's salvation.
他们会抵挡接受耶稣救恩的人。
And that will disturb our peace with them.
这件事会破坏我们和他们中间的和平。
In other words, believers and non-believers will be in opposition.
换句话说，信徒和非信徒其实就是站立在对立面之上。
And the closer non-believers are to us, the more likely we are to feel the loss of our peace.
当我们越和那些抗拒耶稣的人接近的时候，我们就会越来越感到失去平安。
When members of our family are not believers, they may mock us.
如果我们的家人是不信耶稣的话，他们或许会嘲笑我们。
They may alienate us.
他们或许会疏远我们。
Imagine if that person was your father or mother.
设想一下，如果这个人是你的爸爸或者妈妈。
Imagine if that person is your husband or wife.
或者是你的先生、你的太太。
Imagine if that person is your son or daughter.
或者是你的仔，或者是你的女。
I want you to imagine if you had to live with this person every single day.
而你每日都必须同佢住埋喺一齐。
Imagine if you had to have difficult conversation with that person every single day.
好可能你幻想当中每日同佢倾偈都会有麻烦、有困难噶。
Now imagine if this were somebody who is dear and near to you.
假如呢一个人系你生活当中好亲密嘅人。
I can't imagine what my life would be like under these circumstances.
我唔敢想象，如果我系喺呢一个环境当中生活，系会变成点样。
Life with constant discord about my faith.
为咗信仰，我嘅生活当中一定会充满咗唔和谐。
And with constant anger and constant snickering and bickering and constant needling.
充满咗愤怒、耻笑。闹交同埋嘲讽挖苦。
Now, my listening friend, remember that Jesus has already given the believers inner peace.
但系亲爱嘅朋友要知道，耶稣已经将内心嘅平安赐咗俾属佢嘅人。
And no one can take that away from them.
而呢一种平安系冇人能够从我哋身上夺去噶。
And this kind of sort of separation between those who believe and those who don't is what Jesus is talking about.
耶稣在这里说的动刀兵，其实就是因为这一种因信仰而引起的分离之争所导致的。
This separation between believers and non-believers creates outward loss of peace.
这一种因信仰的分歧而引起的疏离会产生了外在的争战。
In 1 Corinthians 7, the Apostle Paul says,
在哥林多前书第七章保罗这样说
that the believing spouse should live with the unbelieving spouse.
信主的配偶要按情理和不信主的配偶同住。
But if the unbelieving spouse refuses to live with the believing spouse,
但是假如不信主的配偶拒绝和信主的配偶同住的话,
Don't force him or her.
就唔好勉强佢哋啦。
Why?
点解我咁样讲呢？
1 Corinthians 7:15 says, "For the sake of the believer's peace."
喺哥林多前书第七章第十五节咁样话，呢样嘢系为咗信主嘅人嘅平安噶。
And so when Jesus speaks of his coming not to bring peace,
因此当耶稣讲到他来到不是要叫地上太平这句说话的时候，
It is a Semitic way of expressing what is going to be done to the believer by those who reject the peace of Christ.
就是用一种希伯来人的表达方式去说明那些拒绝基督的平安的人将要对信主的人所做的事。
That they will cause them to temporarily lose their peace.
以致他们会暂时失去和睦。
That they will cause them to temporarily lose their joy.
暂时失去欢笑。
That they will temporarily lose their serenity.
暂时失去平静。
So the question, my listening friend, is what should we do in the face of family opposition?
因此各位亲爱的听众朋友，如果我们处在家人的反对的情况之下，究竟应该怎样做呢？
Should we hide from those family members who reject Christ?
我们是不是应该离开他们，离得远远地去躲避那些拒绝基督的亲人呢？
Not really.
没有这个必要的。
Just because the sword divides,
就算是有分歧的话，
And just because the sword cuts,
就算是彼此不合的话，
it does not mean that we walk away from the unbelieving family member, friend or neighbor.
这一样东西并不意味着我们一定要避开我们不信的家人、朋友或者邻舍。
We are to keep on loving them.
我们还要继续去爱他们。
We are to keep on praying for them.
我们要继续为他们祈祷。
We are to keep on serving them.
我们要继续去服侍他们。
We are to keep on ministering to them.
我们要继续向他们传福音。
We are to keep on reaching out to them.
我们要继续和他们有来往。
The Apostle Paul said that the unbelieving spouse or family member is sanctified in the believing spouse or family member.
使徒保罗和我们讲过，不信的配偶会因着信主的配偶而成为圣洁。
What does that mean?
究竟我讲的东西是什么意思呢？
It means that somehow when God brings to himself one member of the family,
就是说当神在一个家庭里面带领某一个人归向他之后，
He has a plan for that whole family.
他就会对这个家庭有一个完整的拯救计划。
And so, my listening friend, if God has placed someone in your heart to pray for fervently and consistently,
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，如果神将一个人摆在你的心里面，让你为他祈祷，让你恒久迫切地为他祈祷，
It's an indication that God has a plan for that person.
这件事就是表明神在这个人身上有他的计划。
And your prayer for that person is part of God's plan.
而你为这个人的祷告，其实就是神的计划的一部分。
In humility, therefore, we love everyone, even those who hate us.
所以我们应当以谦卑的心来爱每一个人，包括那些嬲我们、憎我们的人。
And the cost of the disturbance of our peace is nothing in comparison to the joy of seeing that person come to Christ.
因为我们要知道，看到一个人归向耶稣基督，他所带来给我们的喜乐，是要远远大于因意见分歧而所付出的代价。
There may be someone listening to us today who would say,
或者有一些听众朋友会这样说，
I have seen that inner peace in my friend or co-worker.
我曾经在我的朋友或者同事身上看到内在的平安。
I have watched how Christian friends so lovingly reach out to me.
我亦都看到基督徒的朋友对我是几咁的有爱心。
And I don't know why they love me.
但是我不明白为什么他们要爱我。
They love you because of the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives.
原来佢哋爱你系因为主耶稣基督就系住喺佢哋嘅生命当中。
And they want you to have that inner peace in your life.
佢哋亦都愿意你得到呢一种内心嘅平安。
God wants you to have that inner peace in your life today.
神今日就要你得到呢一种平安嘅生命。
Will you open your heart to Him?
你愿唔愿意向佢打开你嘅心呢？
Will you receive His peace that passes understanding?
你愿唔愿意接受佢嗰种难以言喻嘅平安呢？
And if you are a person who's living with disturbed peace,
如果你今日仍然未得到呢一种平安嘅话，
Remember that Jesus Christ is your peace.
请你唔好忘记耶稣基督就系你嘅平安。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，亦都让我哋喺我哋嘅生活当中，能够真系成为一个和平嘅使者，将主嗰种和平嘅福音去传开，让我哋身边嘅人都系得着嗰种内在嘅平安。如果你对基督教信仰有任何的兴趣、有疑难或者有查询的话，欢迎你随时写信给我们。愿神大大赐福给你，亦都感谢你收听今日的天路导向。我们下次再会。